Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
From Deuteronomy 16:18 through the end of chapter 18, we find the subject oscillating between two ways of governance. Would the people of Israel be directed by godly judges and officers? Chapter 16, verses 18 to 20, chapter 17, verses 8 to 13. Kings, chapter 17, 14 to 20. Priests and Levites, chapter 18, 1 to 8. And prophets, chapter 18, 15 to 22. Or would they be enslaved and dominated by pagan idolatry? Chapter 16, verses 21 and 22, 17, 1 to 7. 18, 9 to 14. First, quote, "You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous." Chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. The judges, the Hebrew word there is shofetim, might be similar to a justice of the peace or magistrate judge. Officers, the Hebrew word there is shoterim, would visit places of business, examine weights and measures, oversee civil conduct, neighbor complaints, border disputes, etc. They would then bring the accused before the judge. How important it is also that we, quote, "not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." John 7:24. Now what about kings? It would seem when the people later insisted on a king from Samuel, quote, "make us a king to judge us like all the nations," 1 Samuel 8:5, the Lord was not happy about this. Later, he would declare, quote, "I gave you a king in my anger and took him away in my wrath." Hosea 13:11. And yet, as early as Genesis 17:6, the Lord had promised Abraham that, quote, "kings shall come from you," Genesis 17:6. Later, the line of David was to culminate in the King of Kings, who would eventually sit on God's throne and rule the whole universe. More of this in our next study, as we consider the plan of the one who actually originated the three branches of government.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.